Good morning. A clear, cold start to the day across interior New York and New England with high pressure overhead with its origin in central Canada. It's brought down some of the chilliest air of the season, and many places are back into the teens and lower 20s to start this Monday. We will also see brilliant sunshine today, but it will remain chilly despite the sun. And with a clear blue sky, we'll rebound back through the 20s and 30s, and most places will top out within a couple of degrees of 40 by mid-afternoon. Another clear evening, followed by a few clouds rolling through overnight tonight, so another cold overnight with temperatures back into the 20s and teens in surrounding communities. This will set us up for even more sunshine tomorrow, and we'll begin a warming trend with a light southerly wind developing. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s to around 50. We'll continue to see that warm up into the midweek period. As we get milder on Wednesday, some more clouds will mix in from time to time, but still enough sunshine to get us back into the middle and upper 50s. The next cool front will make an approach from the west on Thursday. Any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the chance of rain by late in the day. And the warm up will persist as well, with highs on Thursday reaching into the lower 60s. Behind that front on Friday will dry things out, but it'll be breezy and turn cooler again, with a mix of sun and clouds will be in the upper 40s. Dry on Saturday as we rebound back up to around 50, and near 50 with the next chance of showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for the Rockies of northern Idaho and northwestern Montana. Additional snow accumulations of 6 inches or more likely above 5,000 feet, with about 2 to 3 inches elsewhere. Upper-level energy over the northern Intermountain region will dig southeastward into the southern Rockies by tomorrow evening. As this occurs, snow will expand east, and winter weather advisories have also been issued for most of Nebraska for tonight and tomorrow, where 3 to 5 inches of snow will fall. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shonai, Japan, at 2:43 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Amsterdam in the Netherlands at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 9 above zero, with a northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with blowing snow and 9 degrees below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 23 degrees, the dew point 17, 78% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer way up at 30.62 inches, and it continues to rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at El Centro and Imperial, both in California, to a low of 15 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 40s, Boston sunny in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the middle 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 36, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 13 hundredths of an inch, which is 22 hundredths below normal. And 38.74 inches for the year, which is 5.26 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 29 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 55, that's 8 below normal. And 602 for the season, which is 106 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 76, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning, now 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the sunset at 4:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, giving us 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but cold today with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but cold today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 40s. mostly clear and cold tonight with lows near 20. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny but cold today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny but cold today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, still chilly though in the upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the upper 50s, lower 60s on Thursday, mostly cloudy though, and rain will develop through the afternoon and into the evening. Dry on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and turning cooler again in the upper 40s, and lower 50s over the weekend for Saturday and Sunday with the chance of scattered showers on Sunday afternoon. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.